Still hear his dance.
Yeah, the connection's horrible.
Yeah, with wind out here and everything, it is a horrible connection. I'm so sorry.
Cabin, maintaining, doing handyman stuff, helping out Kurt around the ranch house, helping take care of the petting zoo, all that kind of stuff. If anybody would like to volunteer additionally, you can always let Kurt or me know, and we'll put you, we'll plug up for you to do. Sometimes it's fun. So that's what's going on up there. If you see all that earth moving, it, Larry's doing a fantastic job. It's going to be beautiful up there. So. Yeah.
Do you have anybody interested in doing that?
We have our first work campers arriving on the 24th.
Okay.
And the next one, well, I've been doing it so far. The first official non-owner work campers arriving on the 24th. That's a couple. Their names are Kathleen and Ken. He's a handyman, and she's going to be doing mostly cabins. And on the 22nd of June, we have camper. She's a retired firefighter, single, and she'll be picking up a flat forever. So, and they're going to be, they have to plan to be there for 2 months. So it's not just come in for a weekend, just work and leave. They here and work for 2 months. They're going to get propane and water and septic. They have to bring their own power. There you go.
Wasn't there someone else?
Yeah. I sent it to Cindy and to Kurt. I don't know. Haven't got a hold of them yet.
So, Cindy, I'm not clear. Is there an actual minimum that they're required?
We are asking a minimum 2 months, 20 hours a week, at least 3 days. I have to do it 20 hours over at least 3 days. The people that are counting on the 24th said they'll work 4 days, 5 hours each.
And then in conjunction with that, we are working on creating a waiver that the guest workers will be required to sign, basically releasing DSR away of any liability, the same kind of thing we do for the cabin space. You know, essentially saying that, you're here as a courtesy, and something bad happens, that you can't sue DSR away. Yeah.
Yes. There will be a dump station with 3 people.
That'll probably have a fee. Yeah.
It sounds like $5
and $2.
Was 10 at J&J. That's the only one I
use. But considering it's 40 miles away, we figure we got for a barrel.
What's the cost of gas these days to get from here to there?
Right.
Exactly.
I was joking.
Is there going to be members allowed if they have got family or something that they can open up to other people?
Well,
for the RV?
Yeah, the reason why we're doing the dump station, for the permit for the septic, it's the same if we have 3 spaces or 6 spaces. Right now we're trying to get the 3 spaces developed for the work campers. And then ultimately we want 3 more stations with the dump station. And yes, then it will be opened up to this station.
So a quick follow-up on that, Cindy. I had one of the owners contact me the other day and say I'd like to volunteer. Do we have a central point of contact? Should that be you?
I will do that. You know, we can answer to my duty, just volunteerism.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful.
I'm expert enough and the rest of the board that I'll know where to send people.
That would be great. Okay, thank you for volunteering.
No problem.
You're going to regret it.
I do.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I do have one. What's the plan for the store?
I t-shirts just came today. I have hats coming. Hopefully by the end of the month, and I want to put some photography in there too that we'll be selling. And I have postcards ordered, and that's what the plan is for the store.
Okay. Is And I'm not being critical, but, I mean, the way it is today, it's not the way we want it.
Well, I know.
So what's it going to, I mean, could we have, do we need to organize a work party so that we could have a bunch of people volunteer to
help out? Well, I just got the shirts today, so we'll get in there and start arranging them on that table and get it put up. So it'll be operational by next week.
Okay.
And Mike, just add to that, we are trying to bring in people that can also do some construction and do renovations and things like that. We help.
So that might be guest worker.
Guest worker
assigned.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Great.
Or volunteers from our.
Gotcha.
When the store is fully functional, what kind of profit do you expect
the rent? The rent doesn't get any profit. I pay for everything that goes in there.
That's one of the areas. That's one of the things that was given to him as the on-site man. Company that the store is.
Last year I bought all the inventory out of it for $900 and some.
So everything that's going in there, you're purchasing?
I've purchased, yeah. Since last year. Last spring.
Is there any, like, ice or food?
I'm moving the freezer in, off the porch, and the freezer's going to go into the store. And I have it fully stocked with ice cream, and I'll be adding a few bags of ice cream. I don't everywhere store a lot of ice, but if they need ice, but if somebody forgets ice, it's got better. Yeah, Britain, Minnesota, the freezer doesn't work well enough for ice cream. That's why I'm moving the freezer over. Yeah. I've had every vehicle on this ranch that broke down this spring. A little bit difficult to get things done that I'd like to get done. But
you usually have really fresh pasture-raised eggs, so.
Okay. Thank you for that.
If there's specific for family members in the store,
let me know. I'll be glad. I mean, if you think I need something in the store, I'm certainly open to suggestions.
Okay. Mariah, can we come back to you for the...
Yes.
Okay, now take your thing. That's fine.
No. If anybody hears, I'm sorry, we're having... Brent's been working on it with the vault on the lower cabins, and so we haul water out of the J station. The cabins may have no water for about 15 or 20 minutes. So if anybody says anything to them, it will come back. It's just that's why we're not watering the lawns right now. We're working on that. Brent's working.
Okay, Mariah, you can keep doing your thing. And we'll move on to number 6, follow-up regarding a few items. BLM and Deer Springs Ranch Fence Project and Johnny Brown. Kurt, you want to take that?
Well, that's Kevin Ballard is going to be out at the end of this month, and we're going to take care of the BLM fencing on the northwest corner of Johnny Brown, It's about three-quarters of a mile of fence we're going to get fixed. And there's southeast corner. There's another mile of fence to be fixed. And then Kathy said there was a wash where they're getting in at. We're going to fix that wash, too, which is the other lot, right, Kathy?
I'm sorry. I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Okay, so on the northwest corner in Podunk, you said they're getting in through a wash.
Oh, yes, that's on the north property line. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
So we're going to go ahead and fix that wash.
That's on the north property line of one. Are you going to do all of lot one?
No, we're
going
to do that wash right there.
Okay.
We're mainly doing BL and fence. If the board decides we're going to fence lot one,
so that would be a board issue.
That would be a separate item.
Was Mike and I
we talked about it.
Clint Curtis. He said he would keep 1-2 fence.
Okay.
If it is three or is it further west.
And there's two portions. There's one on the north side. It was the north on the north side, and then there is one that is on the northeast corner of lot one. And then there's one on the other side, the east-north corner of lot one. So Josh comes in there, one up on top, and they are getting down in through there. So, I mean, you guys can come take a look so you can know what I'm talking about. Just let me know when you're coming up, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay, sounds good. And then the next lot one water easement. With Clint Curtis, and I haven't seen anything from him in terms of survey. Have you?
I have not.
Okay.
And last meeting, we kept talking to Clint, and that was Clint Gray. I don't think Clint Curtis was even on that meeting.
No, I talked to him. He said he wasn't there and wasn't able to make it, so we probably need to reach out.
Okay.
My impression was that he was the one pushing for all that, and the way it was left with him from Barry was, if you do the, we will get it reported.
Well, we need to do for both, white system and the black system. The black system is what feeds lot 2 and 3, and the white system is what feeds
right.
The rest of the, and we were going to get it for both, so we had easements for both. So that's what we need to probably do. And I'll talk to Randy because he's kind of over the water on that. He knows where that water line is, and we'll see if we can get something put together.
Yeah. I spoke with Barry yesterday, and he said he just needs those legal prescriptions to be able to fill out all the other paperwork. So that's what we're moving on to.
Super. Yep.
Survey.
You got minutes from here?
I got
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
and then the next item there, the NRCS project review. I had a very long conversation with Brad Hunt about a month ago. Those of you who were here last year remember there's a very detailed list of several pages. There are several projects in terms of the NRCS total project. And when I spoke with Brad, he said everything on the list is scheduled to be done before the end of this year. So I don't have a breakdown on an item-by-item basis, but he said everything that was approved as part of that plan is scheduled to be done before the end of this year. And I'm planning to have a meeting out here at Ranch with Brad or his dad and or anybody else who's needed to go through the details on all of those projects to make sure that we're 100% clear on what's being done and when it's being done. Okay, Mariah, are we okay to go back to you? All right.
No. Members informed, we have several new water hauling members this year, so we're up now to 28 members for it, and I'm hauling water. I do have a stack of member information of lot changeovers on my desk. It's still in process of the county reports, and that information changes over. But as of right now, reporting, we have 9 members who have sold their lots and left the ranch, and we have 10 members who have the ranch. And then, like I said, I still have a stack on my desk for processing. So next meeting, that number could double again. There's a lot going on at the ranch. And then, yes, like we said, we have 90% of our association dues are collected. We have only one lot that we will be proceeding with collections on this year. That's a great standout.
Yay! Yay!
So,
good job.
So that's my little report.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, so back to the agenda. Item number 7, cattle grazing during drought conditions, cattle gates and gates. Some of you may or may not be aware the governor of Utah declared a drought emergency for the state about a month and a half ago. It's 2 months ago. And Mariah received in our office communication from the state basically with suggestions on things you should look at, things you should do, things you should be aware of in terms of handling water during the drought season. I got an email back from Vance. We were sending emails back and forth a couple years ago. He has a well, and he's been keeping meticulous records for years. And according to Vance, he said that the volume in his well has not changed substantially, you know, so far this year. You know, which is a good sign for, you know, the entire Deer Springs Ranch area. So I don't know what is going to happen this year in terms of the drought. You know, it might impact how we work with the Hunt Cattle Company in terms of managing the cattle, where they go, where they don't go. I'm sure there's going to be a need to have that conversation. Can't tell you exactly, you know, where it's going to go. Hopefully we'll get, you know, lots of precipitation this year, and it won't be an issue for the whole year, but we'll have to wait and see. Does anybody here have a well that you can share some statistics, you know, either, you know, good news, bad news, anything with everybody else?
I got a well, and I think it's a little slower, but not bad.
Okay.
So.
And I know, Brent, I got an email from you a couple days ago saying that you were happy / surprised that the flow from the spring at the Meadow Canyon that supplies the upper cabins is actually a higher volume than you saw last fall. So obviously it's spring versus fall, so you would expect more now. But
what happened when we made, when Larry, I was up there with Larry, and we measured the flow, but we measured after it was went through the old tank, and we were only getting a gallon and a half a minute, and that wouldn't be enough to supply the upper cabins. Pump is, we have balanced the pump with the solar, so it's pumping roughly 5 gallons a minute, and the pump's running. And the overflow is still running. So I think we were losing water, Larry, through the old tank. It was just going to ground. And so it's doing fairly well. But now that we're talking about that,
oh, no.
We'll be available in the store.
Is there an autographed copy?
First thing first.
Yes,
Dale, has anyone talked to you about the half, hooking the half moon well up the NRCS project? Okay. You need to talk to your son, Larry.
That's the guy over here. Give him a good talk.
Okay. All right. The cows, okay, went out to the windmill well this morning. Float's not working, so we're going forward. So I shut it off. Just for the time being. I have another float. I'll put it on. Couple of days. And then I went up to the upper cabins to start the pump again. So I turned the pump off. It's a 10,000 gallon tank. So the cows have been in and around that tank. They pushed on our risers And what I'm afraid of is they're gonna step on the lid of that tank, and one of them's gonna go right through. And not only that, but they are gonna step on our overflow, PVC overflow. So we need to get that. We need to get the flow control from Metal Canyon Springs in, so we can put that riser on, so we can bury all that stuff. More importantly, we just need to get the cows out of it.
Well, fencing's being done as we speak, so that should be.
Well, anyway, I'm just telling you, if we don't do something about it, we're going to end up with a cow in our tank. And because we got a good water sample off the cow, we don't have a cow in our tank.
Yes, let's not have that.
Okay. Right here, this is all water related. This is a two scale sketch of the new RV pack. It's okay. So we have one or two choices up here. We can either tie into the line right over here and do quite a bit less pipe. But if we're putting six RV pads in, where are the other three going?
They're
going
to be dry, aren't they?
The other three will be dry.
But we fill up your tank and dump at the dump station. So there won't be.
Oh, there's not going to be more. Okay. All right. Well, 700 feet from the vault, the pressure reducing vault, over to the furthest point on these RV pads. If we connect in the pressure reducing vault, only about 300 feet if we connect to the line here, dig down to it. I've never done a hot tap, so Larry has.
The problem I'm seeing is if we're connecting at the vault, we're after the pressure reducing.
Right.
If we're doing a hot tap above it,
we're
going to have to do a hot tap and then a pressure reducing for the RVs.
So I'm saying we spend the extra money use the extra pipe so we can go below the pressure reducing valve. Okay. So that was the one question I have for you.
Are there any connections do you remember from the old tank site? You know the original tank site is near where the beginning RV driveway comes in. I don't remember what's there.
Culvert vault, there are three valves. There's one valve that goes down to the well.
Right.
That's the original 2-inch line that comes up. There's a 4-inch valve that shuts off the whole system south there. And then there's also another shutoff valve that goes over to the 40,000 gallon tank. So we can shut the tanks off and still be able to
pump to the lower ramp.
There's three valves in there. They haven't operated for years. I haven't dug them out for years, so I don't know. I'm assuming they're all operational, but they're PVC valves, and you know how they get. So, anyway. And while I got your undivided attention, you all have to make a decision on this solar trailer hookup. Oh, before I forget, Joe, an 18 cubic foot fridge will not fit through a 12 cubic foot door.
How'd you do it?
We took the frame apart. Okay. Here is the step down transformer. You know where that is up here? A little teeny building.
That's one by Cabin 8.
In between
over next to the road. It's up
between going to cabin
10 and 7. It shows on here.
Does it have an antenna? Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right. Anyway, there's three lines coming off of it. And one line goes to 6, 7, and 8. One line goes over to 9 and 10. And one line comes down here to the headquarters. And that for the comfort stop, the garden cabin, and it goes to the ranch house solar. Okay? So, I need to be thinking, I'll send you the information. If you all need to be thinking about how you want to divide this up, I'm meeting with John Miller again this week to talk about installing the electrical, the posts, and the panels and everything that we need. And he's got some great ideas, and we're just going to plug the trailer in right there. But you guys got to decide how you want to divide this up. Are we going to leave the minimal solar on cabin 7 and just use 6 and 8?
are we going to take that sewer off and put it on like cabin four? Or, and then, so we, anyway, we can only divide up, we can either have.
Does anybody know who that was?
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown sounded like.
Oh, yeah.
No. So anyway, we've got to separate this into two parts. We're going to have five. We're going to have the 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 on one part, and then one part coming down here to the headquarters. Or we're going to, we can do. And 10 with the headquarters and the 3 alone. So I'll send you a detailed explanation that you all make a decision on this. Because this is moving ahead, and I don't want to get drugged down because you haven't made your mind up. So, anyway.
Thank you.
That's
all that goes. Okay.
Brett, one more question. Is it fair to say that the new water system for the upper cabins is done?
With the exception of the float coming from Meadow Canyon Spring and two hydrants that we'll eventually put in.
The Grove hydrant is not attached, right?
No.
And the 5A hydrant.
No, we got the stub outs in.
We got a stub out.
And they're capped, but we didn't put the hydrants in.
But as far as water to the cabins, for people using the cabins,
we got a good water sample the other day, which surprised me. I T-chlored the whole tank, and it pumped it up, and then I went up there and drained some water down so we could get the T-chlore to the cabins. But we got a good sample, which just blew me away, considering all the work we did last year.
Well, I wanted to take a minute and publicly thank Brent and Kurt and Larry, and if I'm missing somebody, let me know, but they have worked their tails off to get that. It's a brand-new water system for the upper cabins that replaces the one that was 40 years old. So it is now buried deep down into the ground. It's a brand-new system that should last us for decades, and I want to thank them.
Mike?
Jeff. I'm sorry. I was paying attention earlier.
That's before it's saying.
Jeff.
All right. Starting the upper cabin water system, we need to have a meter so we know how much water is actually being pumped up to the cabin. I'm supposed to report every year how much water is coming out of the ground, whether it be a well or a spring, to the state. So we need a meter somewhere in that system, either at the top or at the bottom, so that we know how much water is coming out. And as far as the good positive test in the last year and a half of being the certified water operator for Deer Springs Ranch, the upper cabin system has never passed. So this is, it needs to be doing a happy dance because, you know.
Well, let's say thank you again, Brent. Yes.
Where the water comes in the upper tank, it bottom feeds, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we could, if it top fed, we could stick some kind of meter right there so every gallon that flows in gets calculated. But I'm just trying to brainstorm.
I've been thinking about for a while about actually rerouting it and, you know, shutting that off at the bottom, connecting and actually making the top come down. We could do that.
That would be one easy way to meter, but
right.
we come up with different ways.
If we put a meter down below, we're going to dig everything up again, cut the pipe, and start over.
So how difficult, you are thinking about doing it already, how difficult would it be to do that?
It's not terribly difficult. We just need a window of opportunity when there's nobody, not going to be anybody in the cabin.
We can shut the 10,000-gallon tank off. We can drain a little bit of water down. We can cut the pipes. We can make the connection. We can go up and in. It wouldn't be all that time-consuming, and it wouldn't take.
Is there a shut-off valve right at the tank or out there in the road?
I would do it. Well, we could do it either way, actually. If you want to see it. Actually, there's an easier way. We could do this. We could measure it from, we could put a meter in where our backflow is measured.
Yeah,
we can put that right in there. That'd be easy.
So, that partial PVC. All I know, doing it in the tank will take less time installing that.
Okay, thank you again.
What about the gate at headquarters?
Okay, so, yeah, back to, we're still on number 7, cattle grazing and drought conditions and cattle graze in gates. We just had, BLM just installed a new gate out in Podunk. I've seen pictures of it.
Can I put a lock on that?
You should put a lock on it. Nobody can open it unless cows in it. Isn't that what they were doing?
That's what they were doing, but I was told they couldn't put a lock on it because if they're trying to get their cows out, they won't be able to get it out, and they'll just cut the lock off. So that's what I got told.
Why are you wanting to put a lock on it?
Because that's what they do.
What they're saying last year and years past is they open the gate and they leave it open so the cows get in and out. And they can lock the gate now, and that prevents an opening to let cows in, if that's what they're doing.
It's the red.
That's our fence. That's our fence.
No. That's not it. No. There's a gate that goes through already, but there is a cattle guard. Cattle guard, and the gate was like just a wire fence. So they put the BLM put in a real fence. So there's the cattle guard. You can still get through that just fine, but there's the gate. Yeah. Right. No, it's there.
It's installed. Yeah, it's installed now.
So you can still get through.
Well, if you have lots
is that
of people.
The one we're talking about, though?
Mm-hmm. Where are you talking about?
Because it's up above Podunk, going up towards.
No. Before to enter Podunk, when you leave the county road, you go up through the neighbor property and across one cattle guard, through the wash, and up along. And when you enter Deer Springs Podunk, you cross the cattle guard. Immediately to the left is a brand new gate.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is only open and closed to let cows in or out, or a big machine that doesn't want to drive across the cattle barn. You go all the way through Podunk and out the top end, that may be what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can still get through.
You go all the way up through Podunk, and you're going up to the hiking area up there. There's a red gate up there.
Yeah, that's Alan Bates dropped that off up there, and he'll be back to install it when he gets his truck.
Is he installing it at our north boundary, or... Up in.
I think it's wherever the gate is.
That's the north boundary.
Is that the north boundary?
Right, because I thought that's what you were talking about.
Oh,
that gets locked, and nobody can go.
No, this is the other one.
Like you can't get through.
No, this is the other one.
I would almost think that the gate they just put in, I don't think you'd need to lock it if it's got a good chain and a carabiner type clip. I think the problem in the past was that wire gate. People would kind of try to close it and sort of wire it and then fall down or leave it open. But they've got to be pretty blatant to be trying to purposely open it and leave it open to let cows in.
Well, and if you've got multiple people using it, you put a lock on it, it's pretty easy to cut it off.
Yeah.
We need a
critter
cam out there.
Well, we had one, but we were given one that works, one didn't work.
I doubt that gate will be opened once in the next 3 years. There's no reason to open it other than if cows are in and you open it to let them out. But
Okay.
The caliber.
We're just lot 12 and lot 13. We're doing the expense of the fencing, and if somebody's bringing them in, that's why I want to make sure that we can lock it up so that they can't come in.
Tie it shut with 5 or 6 strands of good barbed wire. So
make them have to work to
it's
open.
It's not locked. It's not going to be at all. It just accidentally got open.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
I mean, if it's a problem, I would say you're going to lock on it. So that's
you bet.
Your fence. It's not the OM fence.
Okay.
Kurt, I was going to ask, is there a chance of, my understanding is that Brad Hunt had removed the cattle guard that was at the opening of the headquarters?
I hear all kinds of different stories, but I'm putting a cattle guard there, the one that's out on the pipeline road. There's 2 of them out there. We're going to weld them together, and I'm going to put new entry posts there, and we're going to put the cattle guard there so we don't have to keep messing up.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's what
I'm saying. I'm sorry about the inconvenience on the gate, but I scooped so many tons of poop off this lawn last year. I don't want any cows in this area, and I made that very clear with Brad.
Weird.
I can tell you exactly how that happened. Because
it's just uninvited.
I also
like
yes.
People
yes.
Turn around.
Right.
And drive away because they think it's closed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know, but I don't want cows in here, and that's on the short order list to get that cattle guard installed. Cool. We've already got the cattle. Did Randy bring out that cattle guard?
And he's installed it.
No, yeah, it's installed.
Oh, it is? Okay.
You can't get it, sorry.
He doesn't mess around. No, we've got one already.
I can answer your question.
Okay.
Okay.
On the,
looks really good.
On this gate out here. The cattle guard was in there. It was so full of dirt all the way up that really all you've seen is the top of the metal.
Okay.
And Brad Hunt wanted, he said, all you're doing is training my cows that they can cross cattle guards. And Paul Brayton was here at the time, and so he asked that if that could be removed because it was full of dirt. And we should have cleaned it out, but I authorized Paul to go ahead and take it out.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I guess it's my fault.
No, getting one in is that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely, and we got the concrete barriers we can use to brace it on. Lyndon Beislein volunteering to help do it, so we'll get that done.
Great.
Good deal. Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
You had your.
I was just going to, on Jeff's comment, I did have a member message me and say, hey, I went down to go to school because the headquarters was closed. And I said, oh, from time to time it gets closed. As members, you're always welcome at headquarters. But because this has now come up twice,
I'm going to get a sign made, please keep gate closed.
Yeah. Okay.
That way, that handles the inviting part. And it just tells people that gate just needs to
that's
be closed.
Good.
Or I was going to say I can send a letter out to the membership, explain why it's closed, we apologize for the inconvenience, but come on in. Or something like that. Would that be all right?
Well, we probably should do that anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, older members, no, we don't care. We just open the same gate. But new
lawbreakers.
Right.
Yeah, the people that are coming here to see property, they'll sit out there at the gate.
Wondering, checking.
Right.
Stuff out, and they got to say turn around because they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Well,
so we need both. We need the email to everybody, and then we need a sign. So.
I'll get that order bundle.
Okay. So next item on the agenda, number 8, review of water projects completed and planned for 2021. We already talked about the upper cabins. Kurt's working on some other water projects, basically to try to make it easier to have water for the cattle, not really people water projects.
Just something that eliminates hours out of the day watering cows, because it takes a long time to haul water out to Deer Spring Point. And we were hauling water down to the lower slide, but Brent fixed the well. So Brent and the Collins is helping with that too. So.
Yes. Thank you, Collins.
For a what?
The cost? Yeah, for to fill up your tank, water hauling.
members that haul water pay $50 a year.
Right.
$50
a year.
Yeah.
And you're allowed your water right, which is about 12,000 gallons a month.
There was a gentleman that came in and he was
about 12,000 a month.
A member, and he's staying there and was wondering about hauling water, and I didn't
know. Yeah, he just needs to know if he's on the list or not. He can give me the name, and I have the list. I don't have a recent one, though.
I need that.
Okay.
Okay, we've had non-members that own property. And it's not Juniper Hills, but that are asking, they asked me, I just happened to stop, and they asked if they could come get water and pay for it.
They could pay me the $50, and I get it to Mariah. I mean,
but they're non-members? Are we allowing non-members?
No, that's what I'm asking. Sell water.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure
If bicyclists come by or something, they fill the water bottles, I'm certainly not going to say no.
Okay.
But, you know.
Yes. Mr. Harris.
No, we have one non-member that has been watered here for years, and he has paid the fee. He's the one that takes has a horseback ride. I forget his name, but yes, that's the exception. Is he still on it?
He has not. He did pay that 1 year, and I don't know if he's.
I haven't seen anybody come in and water for horses.
So, water.
Although, is he an older gentleman?
Yes, he's an older.
Is he your old or my old?
Oh, he's older. I'm older than her, but he's 7 days older than me.
Okay. He might have been out here last week because I saw somebody hauling horses.
He's the guy that cooks in the wagon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about water, last time I was at Cabin 7, there's a hydrant in that area, kind of in the middle up there where the cabins are, and it had a hose attached, and it was just kind of out toward the road, and there was a lock that was unlocked, literally just laying in the dirt. Is that, I don't know how that's supposed to work.
Well, I don't either. I mean, it should be locked. We were using it for hauling water when the J station was down.
Okay.
But the J station's up again. Hasn't been used that I know of. So I don't think there's a whole.
You probably had to lock it up.
Okay. So that was just kind of a temporary thing.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, that was a year-round resident deal. We have our own little stuff going on in the wintertime that you don't know about.
Yeah, we know.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true.
Well, it's kind of winter.
Hey, I can melt snow with the best of them. In fact, I did it about... I got to tell you, I was so happy I was here a couple of weeks ago when it snowed. We got the 2 or 3 inches. First time I've ever actually been on my lot when the snow fell. And it was just so beautiful.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Cool?
It was good.
How many months would be out here in the winter? I don't get it.
I love it.
It's cool as heck.
All right.
Except
so
when it's muddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. A whole different problem. Yeah. But it's really pretty.
Okay. All right. So moving on. We're on item number 9 on the agenda, and this is supposed to be just a brief report by each board member of the area of responsibility. I'm going to need to take a few more minutes, I think, than everybody else, just because
you can have my minutes, because I'm done.
Okay, sounds good. Mariah sent out in the email this meeting a trash trailer. And apparently an owner, somebody put a bunch of construction debris in the trash trailer that created a problem. Rent was the one that ended up. We need to make sure everybody abides by it, that, you know, the trash trailer is really intended just for the people that are using the cabin, just for household trash. It's not for construction debris. And this kind of dovetails into what Kurt was talking about earlier in terms of creating a petting zoo with lots of baby animals for the kids to have fun with. But there have been some chickens killed here at headquarters, and so it was proposed that we might want to enforce a dog on a leash requirement at headquarters. So we haven't really talked about that or made any decisions, but I wanted to put that out there just to give everybody an opportunity to think about it and express your opinion if you have one. I know every time I'm here at an annual meeting, there's lots of people here with dogs. They're hardly ever on leashes. I personally have two dogs, and if I'm taking them someplace that they need to be on a leash, I put them on a leash.
Wait a minute. If you put his dogs together, you have one dog.
Right. Well, they're six-month-old puppies. Okay. My wife and I lost three dogs within 18 months, and these are the new forever puppies that we're going to have for the next 15 years. But he's right. They're still tiny.
I just wanted to
throw it out there for people to have opinions about a requirement to have dogs on a leash at headquarters.
May I add to that?
Yeah.
Curtis lost seven chickens, right? No, I've lost about 15 chickens. The dog. I was with his chickens.
Is there a chance of putting them in a pen?
No. It's better control the dogs. Because this is the headquarters. The chickens live here. I'm not going to have everything all cooped up. It's part of the charm of having them running around. It's also a food of food. Yeah, bugs, grass, and whatever. So that's cost saved, and you all buy eggs from them. And
any opinions?
No, Gus lives here. He's not going to be on the leash.
But Gus has become a little aggressive.
He did?
Yes. And I've had somebody. And I had somebody I was showing property, and they were here at the gate up here, and they wouldn't come in because he was growling at them. And I said, and that surprised me because Gus is very friendly to me, but he knows me. So that's two different answers that I've heard. And so I thought, that should be open to, I guess, all dogs then.
Well, I will move.
No.
I will move. Nope, I'm not going to live with my dog.
Well, no decisions have been made. We're just discussing it. That's the whole point. So, I mean, I personally, I'll give you an example. I was at the neighborhood park near my house, this is like 2 months ago, walking my new puppies, and I had a guy walk up to me and say, "I'm sorry, sir, but you need to wear a mask." I'm in a public park. I'm at least 20 feet away from everybody else. I'm going to intentionally stay that far away from everybody else. And my response was, who created that rule? Whose rule is it? His response was the HOA. And I think most people hate HOA. You know, so the intent is not to create a bunch of rules that, you know, restrict and ruin people's lives. The goal is to try to protect assets of ranch, which in this case are chickens, and at the same time prevent people from being bit or, you know, having something else bad happen. So again, we're just going to table it. We're not going to vote on it or decide today, but I just wanted to kind of throw it out there so everybody could think about it and we could talk about it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I personally think Kurt lives here. His dog lives here. He can't put him on a leash. It's just physically impossible. I had a dog. I don't have one right now, but I never brought my dog down here without being on a leash. The short time somebody visits, they should be able to see their dog on a leash. Yeah.
I think if there's a complete explanation of what happened, what was going on at the time, so that we can take measures to prevent that from happening again. So we really do need the feedback if Gus does become a problem for somebody. Kurt needs to know that. Kurt doesn't want chain of his dog, but he also doesn't want people afraid to come down here.
So,
yeah.
I agree that this is Gus's home, and he's here to protect it, and he protects the animals. He's got a job. If he starts wandering outside of that job and doing too much protecting, I think he could eat.
I think I need to bring the horses back so we can harass them.
Okay, moving on. I know everybody's time is valuable. Any other comments on dogs or leashes? Okay, moving on. Cabin number 6 is being renovated, and there used to be a wood stove in cabin number 6 that was removed and is not going back in because the propane heater is going in, it said. And some owners wanted to purchase that stove from cabin number 6, which is legitimate. And the question is, how should we do that? I mean, should we put it up for auction at the annual meeting? I mean, should everybody have a chance to bid on it? I see lots of nodding heads. Okay, so we'll put it available for the auction. And it's also kind of nostalgic. Yeah, this is the wood stove that used to be in cabin number 6. And, you know, if you have to add a new seal or if you have to make it look pretty, then, you know, that's something the buyer would do. Yes.
When you're talking about gas heaters, I know we purchased them last year. Are they installed in 6, 9, and 10 or not?
What?
The gas heaters.
They're not installed yet, no.
Okay. Is there any time frame? I mean, it still sometimes gets chilly in the evening at 36 degrees in the morning.
Right.
So is there any idea about
it's
accommodating
on the priority list? It's been a difficult spring because it seems like you spend more time fixing things to do a project than you do doing the project. And so there's been a lot of slowdowns, but we're still trudging forward. I got the heater right there. It's on the top of my list to get that in there.
Weren't we going to do the same thing?
We got the gas lined over to there, stubbed over to there, but we don't have a heater gas.
We haven't bought one yet.
Right.
Any other questions? Okay. One of the issues that was brought up at one of our meetings when Barry was still here was the possibility of asking the county for help putting in some kind of a vault toilet up by the ponds. So, two things. Number one, we are going to have a porta potty up there this year. So, we're going to contract for a porta potty that will be up there. We'll have to, you know, keep an eye on it and maintain it. So, that's the solution. Short term. Long term, there is a question about whether or not we even want to get the government involved in putting something on Deer Springs Ranch. And so, again, just putting it out there for opinions on whether or not we should even. Either I follow up with Barry because he had contacts, but Barry was going to contact somebody who might be able to help and find out what that help might look like, if there might be some financial, you know, contribution. But if the majority of the owners don't want to do anything with a government agency in the first place, then what's the point? So,
well, I think the thing came up on the vault getting government assistance because we're allowing travelers on the main road, Meadow Canyon Road, to the ranch, and they're going to use them anyhow. So we might as well get government to help pay for it. That was the thought.
Okay.
That. So, and I would just as soon do it ourselves. That's just my vote.
Well, I talked to Larry about it, and in Larry's opinion, when we talked the other day, it wouldn't take a whole lot for us to do something more permanent than a porta potty up there, and it would just be a matter of budgeting it as part of, you know, DSROA budget. You know, and probably wouldn't be this year, maybe next year. Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I think long-term we're going to end up with not only just fishing and swimming, but we've always had the plan, and at different times we've had volleyball courts there, baseball field, softball field. The more and more activity we create there, the more we have a need for running water, bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, Larry's talking about even having hot water. You know, we could put in a water heater up there, so you'd literally have the ability to wash your hands with hot water. So, yeah.
Do
Well, and most
place to clean the catch and release it.
But make sure they're clean before they go back in the pond.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing, and again, people that have been here for a while already know this, but, you know, we do have plans for significantly renovating those ponds. You know, clearing out the, you know, the edges of the pond, putting in, you know, some nice boulders, you know, nice pathway around there. And, you know, me personally, I'm amazed at how many new owners I'm meeting and talking to on a regular basis. And I think, with a lot of the new people coming in, that's just something that they would, you know, not only use, but expect, you know, in terms of just having a nice facility that's conducive to people, you know, spending more than an hour up there. They could spend half a day up there. Okay. So that'll be on for the future. I'm almost done. Almost done. A couple more things. We've had a report recently of unsafe driving and drinking with open containers up in Slide Canyon, and some pretty aggressive negative behavior. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, I know things like that have probably happened in the past, hopefully very, you know, very rarely. But it's something that we need to make sure all the owners are aware of. And I think a lot of times when something like this happens, it's probably not the owner themselves, but, you know, the grandchildren of the owner or a friend of the owner who's, you know, engaging in unacceptable behavior. And so we do need to address it. Not sure exactly how we're going to do that yet. Really just want to make sure everybody is aware. And if you see something like that happening, I mean, if you see people, you know, driving and drinking or empty beer cans on the side of the road, and you can, you know, tie a name and a lot number to an event, let the board members know, because it's not something that we would want owners to try to take care of and address themselves, but as a board, we certainly do want to address that and take care of it. Okay, so.
We should involve the sheriff, too, I think.
Okay.
So both, maybe together. Contact the sheriff immediately so the problem can be resolved. Also, the board, yes, I agree, we need to be aware so that we can also.
Okay. And is information on contacting the sheriff available?
Every member does receive, every new member receives their phone numbers and sheriff's numbers on there.
Okay.
We have a landline posting here at headquarters, so someone can drive down here and make a local phone call and go out and sit down. Yeah, not long distance. There's a local one. And so they can contact the sheriff that way without having to go all the way where you might find phone service.
Okay.
There's also the 911.
Emergency phone, go to Salt Lake City. So you have to make sure you have to tell them when you call where you're at. And the sheriff, know where you are, because we've had two complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
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 Well, we weren't going to mention any names.
They knew where we are. Like, how the heck did you? Your family can't find me. How did you find me?
Okay. Yes.
A while back, we had stickers that said DSR on them that all the members had. It would be really, really awesome to have those back so that, you know, you can put them on your ATVs, you can put them on your vehicles so that people know that they're, you know, they're not tourists coming through and being lost.
Where did we get those from?
Yeah, we were going to ask where you get those.
Taylor bought them when he was on the board. Taylor did. Yeah, that's been that long ago. Wow. And I have some on my
I got them for that. Yeah.
The last time we had those, they were adhesive on the back and you had to put them on the outside of your windshield.
Would you mind if I check them on your car?
Okay.
I like one.
Cool. Thank you. Okay. Two quick things. Kurt, rattlesnake awareness.
Yeah. Rattlesnake season is around the corner. They're going to start coming out. once the ground temperature hits to the 50, Brent?
Overnight temperatures go above 50. You see the ground
temperature going to come out real on this property.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Where's your lot?
Stay away from lot 146.
All right. Okay, so be aware. And then last item, we already talked a little bit about it, but those, again, that have been here for a long time know we've had issues with propane refrigerators. So we purchased two solar trailers for the ranch, which we're in the process of getting installed. And part of the goal is to get electric refrigerators in all of the cabins eventually, so that we're no longer having to deal with the, you know, hit and miss propane refrigerators. And we recently installed one in the garden cabin. Okay.
Wait a minute, I picked that color out.
I'm done, and it goes to Kurt unless you're done.
I'm done.
Okay, Kathy.
Okay, the lower cabin, cabin 10 has a gray and a black water drain problem under the two bathrooms that we probably need to address, and redo because it's all cast iron. Cabin 7, we still need to get the porch completed and the decking. And then cabin 7 or 6, you said it was going to be done the end of June?
No, it's got to be done by the 15th of June.
The 15th of June. And I wanted to bring up, we had talked about doing a maintenance log service for the cabins. I did one for 7, but we never really took off with it. I inquired with Mariah and Joe, and we kind of went through the, each cabin's going to be a little bit different because some has got like a wood-burning stove where some don't. But we'd like to put some kind of a log to be able to do that. And then we get members that are here that want to volunteer. And if there's something within that time frame that they can help out with some of that work that needs to be done while they're here. And
idea.
I think we need to go ahead and get that implemented if Mariah wants to work with me on that. Okay. And we'll get the lower ones and you hit the upper. Okay? And then we'll just attach that right to the the cabin. Okay.
Okay. So,
back to the refrigerator.
I've known Brent for 18 years. Now I'm on his bad list because I bought an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator.
One. And I'm glad you're on it, and I'm off.
22 people could sleep in there, so the other refrigerators were a little bit small. Once it's in there, Brent, you don't got to take it back out. It's in there.
If it breaks.
I bought a 3-year warranty on that, and they'll fix it right there.
Did you tell them we are at Deer Springs?
I told them I was 18 miles up a dirt road, and you got to go past Brent's house. They said, don't worry. We're not worried about Brent. I bought it at Lowe's.
Oh, yeah, they won't come out.
They promised me they would. I paid $86 for a 3-year extension.
So the guy said, what they'll do is they'll just tell you, okay, we'll replace it, no problem.
Bring, you bring it in.
And pick another one.
And Brent will change it out for us. We're going to put French doors in there anyway. But anyway, so now there's one in there. And if the trailers work out good, we'll buy some smaller ones for the other cabins, and we'll try to get them all over to electric if we can.
It still might not.
As far as cabin number 2, we bought all new beds for it. He's going to get them put in the next day or two, Kurt.
When I get to it.
Yeah, see? That's what I thought. Next day or two.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Other than that, we're doing pretty good. I almost made it back to the ranch with him when my truck decided to stop running.
Again.
That's all I got. John Harris is next.
Oh, boy. Okay. We've got a couple of things. We've had a lot of new people out here, and Larry's been doing a lot of work making new driveways and what have you. And as such, some of these people bringing some pretty big rigs out, so he's had to... that he's had to widen the road. So he's been widening some roads up in the Slide Canyon area, which is a good thing. Because some of these rigs just couldn't make those corners, could they, Larry? So he's doing that now. Overall, the roads on the ranch didn't take too big a beating this winter. We had a couple of places where people went in when it's pretty muddy, but all in all, it wasn't too bad. That's the road, but I have safety and security and fire as well as the roads. And, now we were talking, Mike was just talking about the speeding and some of the other things that's going up, in the Slide Canyon area there. You know, we have a 25 mile an hour speed limit, and we need to pay for that for a lot of them. Because it's dangerous. But, I know that it's tempting for young people that just want to get on the throttle when they come out here. But what I hate is when they start putting donuts all over the road and going over and pulling off and digging up their property. That's an attitude. And we as parents or what have you, need to curtail that. That people are going to speed a little bit. They need to stop it. But they can't be cussing people out and giving them a hard time because somebody asked them to slow down. And it's my understanding that one person says, well, my grandsons like to drive fast. Well, okay, there's other places, but this is not it, to drive fast. Okay, then that, and I'll let that go with that because he's already addressed that. The other thing is on the fire. And we got a lot of, Meadow Canyon especially, we got a lot of rabbit brush there. And, as dry as it is, it's been my fear that somebody coming through here is going to throw cigarette stock and cause a fire. If we get a fire up here this season, if we didn't have one bad enough, this place is, we're not going to live long enough to see it devastated again. None of them. So we need to be careful with that. It's been a goal of mine to try to get it on 10 feet on each side to get that rabbit draft cut. And I know there's certain things they say you got to do. You got to get the certain weather just right, and you got to spray it within seconds or so to stop it. Right now, I want it cut. I don't care. We'll deal with that some other time. I just want to get it cut because it is a danger now, and we just don't have time or funds to go through all this other stuff. But simply, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that it's a way to hook up the brush hump.
Yeah.
The tractor was down all winter.
Yeah.
And otherwise that would have been done. And then when we got it back, a piece had fallen off. It disappeared, so we couldn't hook anything up to it. So Larry made us another piece that I can at least get the auger on, we think, but we can't hook the brush hog up yet, but we're working on that.
Well, we can rent.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. We can rent a hydraulic model. I'm sure that one out there that we got that runs off of a PTO that's been broke half the time, but we can rent one that is set on
the mower. It's currently the only thing on this ranch that is not broke.
But we need to get that done. I'm just saying, until we get it done, please, I don't know who smokes. And certainly when we drive vehicles, some do and do not have spark arresters on them. We need not be off-roading. Stay in the road. And I'm going to drop it at that for now.
Just on the speed limit, we all complain about the washboards on the road. But speed creates the washboards. When we drive fast, we create washboards. Slow down, the washboards won't be nearly as bad. And I know that's trying to tell the whole world, so it's not just us. But we need to all do our little part on it.
Well, Dallas just went up this hill over here.
Yeah,
just the other day. And these people driving like a bat out of hell, spinning their tires going up that. Now, 2 days, and it's a washboard again.
Yeah.
And it's because of speed.
You don't need speed to go up the hill. If you have four-wheel drive, kick the thing in automatic four-wheel drive. Four wheels don't spin nearly as much as two. Yep.
Larry, the piece that's missing on that Kubota, can it be made here locally? Can I do it?
I actually made a piece. I sized the hole for the pins on the auger and didn't realize that the pins on the mower are a bigger size. So it's a matter of
drilling
it out a little bit. So he was needing it to drill holes, and that's what I
meant for the brush hog, Joe.
The brush hog just has bigger class 2 pins instead of class 1. And so it's a matter of taking a reaming tool and making that hole a little bit bigger. It's the easy fix.
Okay.
John, talking about roads, we noticed there's a culvert on Meadow Canyon past the cattle guard. We told Larry that last year. Before that driveway that goes left, it's got a rip in the culvert now. You can see it right through the ground.
Just before the split up, going up
after the gravel pit.
After the gravel pit.
There's a cattle guard.
Yeah.
Between that cattle guard and the first left turn, there's a culvert that comes at an angle through the road.
Yeah.
And it's starting to show again, like it was showing up last year, but then it disappeared and I couldn't find it again, other than stopping the car and looking. But now we stopped and there's actually a hole in the culvert.
Well, we got culverts. I'll take a look at it.
Someone's going to have to.
It's right by the Half Moon Reservoir diversion. Not the reservoir, but the diversion up above.
We covered it all up a year before last, but then I had to run a grader through there a long time in years last year because the roads were so bad because it was dry, and you just don't run a grader on dry roads because all you've done is done damage to the road. And it takes the gravel away, but sometimes you have to do what you got to do because it's so rough. But I'll take a look at it, and if it needs to be just taken out. I got culvert.
Lowered a little, maybe.
I got
you
quite a
You might need one
culvert.
Of those over at Johnny Brown, that wash that's coming out that you said you were going to bring a culvert over a couple of years back. It's kind of, it's in front of Cindy's place. But it's, remember the wash as you're going down?
Yeah.
It's washing out.
What, is that the one by the where you make the turn?
Yes.
There was a black culvert laying there when I was over
that
there.
That was a really small culvert.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah.
Is it still there? Who is that and why is it there?
That was what was there before, and it just
washed out.
Yeah. It's real small.
Yeah.
But the road is, you know, it is getting thin.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's getting thin because it builds up and goes over the road and then washes that side of the road off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to take about a 30-inch shoulder. You think?
Okay. Everybody's interested in roads.
Or something. Let me know because I don't have the time. I don't take the time. I'll put it that way. You just drive around and look at everything. But if there's something bad, we'll do our best to take care of it. I got a couple of dollars on especially if I have to buy a new one.
Lynette,
yeah.
We got a ramp and a porch kind of to put on his house, and now he passed away. And so I'm willing to donate that to one of the cabins so that at least one of the cabins has social accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that.
I just know that it's got a wonderful ramp and a porch, Larry, and he's seen that in my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's an excellent idea.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynette.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so next on the list is Cindy Olson, and I apologize, I should have introduced her at the beginning, although it's not really an introduction because everybody that was at the annual meeting last year knows Cindy because she ran for the board last year, and she was brought on to replace Barry, who resigned a couple of months ago. So, Cindy, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I can't replace Barry. You can replace Barry in all the places.
Nobody can replace Barry, so we'll bury that one.
No pun intended.
So I've been put in charge of recreation, and so if anybody has ideas or feedback for recreation, and again, I just got up today, so I haven't had time to think about this, but I'm always open to hear. And when I ran for the board, I said I wanted to be representing everybody. I have no vested interest in the ranch other than being lot owners like the rest of you. So if you have ideas or want to contribute in the area of recreation, let me know. I'm all ears. I'm also going to be working with the rest of the team on cabin renovations. And I'm in charge of volunteer activities. So if you want to volunteer for something, and let me know, and I will talk to you about what your skills and availability are, and most people can't let you contribute in a way that you'll enjoy doing and will feel proud of. So also, if there's any, I really don't expect difficulties with the guest workers we're going to have. If you want to, give them kudos if you like what they're doing or if something happens, please come to me if I'm not available to search. So, any other questions about the guest worker volunteer situation?
Hi, Cindy. This is Kelsey and Cal Betcher. We came on a couple of minutes late on the conference line here, and we did just want to check in. I know we emailed the board members a couple of weeks ago regarding volunteers, so whether we discuss that today or if you guys just want to email us later in the week, but we wanted to check in case there's any supplies or tools or what have that we need to bring up.
Thank you. And I do have your contact information, and I'll forward that on to Cindy. And part of what we're doing is creating a new formal process where anyone who wants to volunteer will have a direct contact and we'll be able to match volunteers up with appropriate projects. So thank you for that. And then one other.
I have it. Oh, go ahead with your name again.
Yes, Kelsey and Cal from lot 277.
Kelsey and Cal, lot.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Just so everybody knows, we're in the process of redoing the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association website. Mariah's working on that. One of the things that we want to do with the new website is to create something that will facilitate this. You know, maybe we'll have an actual volunteer tab where we may be able to list projects in advance, something that's scheduled in advance so people can actually kind of plan their trip around. And in addition to that, we also want to be able to recognize volunteers for, you know, the amazing work that they do, like Mr. Brent over here, who I cannot believe how many hours and hours and hours he has volunteered to do things on the ranch. I'm just amazed, totally blown away.
by the amount of time that man puts in. And I know he's not the only one. I know there are, you know, dozens, if not, you know, scores of other individuals who deserve to be recognized as well. And that's one of the things that we want to do on our new website.
Cindy's in charge of recreation. Is there something going on with Memorial Day?
Yes. Her?
Wait a minute, I'm not in charge of that.
Before this meeting, I found this out.
I ain't good with her, I'm not in charge of that.
Kurt.
We're doing a fishing derby, and we're going to have a the fishing derby scavenger hunt. That starts at 5 o'clock Friday, and you check in 5 o'clock Sunday with your results. Saturday. Okay.
It's all work. I want to eat.
No.
We'll go to eat.
Meals or donation. We're going to do the potluck. I'm going to do smoked pork loin and beans, and then whatever everybody else brings, and then we'll take donations for whatever the cost is. John Stone will be playing here. He played at the annual meeting last year, and he'll be playing on Saturday at 6. And we're going to do the watermelon bust. I got plants for the garden, and that's going to be the project for Memorial Weekend, is getting the garden put in. And hopefully we'll have freeze down 20 nights.
So what time is the potluck?
The potluck is at 6 o'clock.
Same time the music starts.
Same as the music. Cool.
Okay, and I think last but certainly not least, Mr. Larry Clarkson.
Several of my kind of topics have already been talked about a little bit. I don't want to go over them too much, but there have been problems. That's the power I have.
Oh, boy.
Larry speaks.
We stopped the pond this morning. Good-looking fish, big, nice fish. John was there, Mike was there, and a few others. There has been some crazy driving, and people we're going to see more and more with new people coming here to get away from the cities. We just hope they don't bring some of their antics and attitudes with them. I spent probably 75% of 3 days this past week investigating and diagnosing what really happened, who was at fault, what's the corrective measures, will we enforce more of our rules and regulations to try to keep everybody safe. Just last night when I was moving some of my equipment from one job to another job, I stopped one of our lots where I had some equipment stashed and was kind of surprised to find that. You know? And so that's another thing that we need to talk about. A lot of us out here are gun owners and like to shoot, but I hope everybody knows where they're shooting and what they're shooting at. I've seen about 10 different targets or set up ranges on different people's lots, and usually I try to talk to them when I see them just to say, hey, I hope you're aware of this or aware of that. This was on one of our lots. I could not determine what in the world they were shooting at. I determined they didn't shoot holes in my tractor or water tank or ATV.
Was that in Slide Canyon?
Yes. Very close to your house.
I know.
I should have shot your house.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have nothing to do with it, by the way, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
well,
come on, boy.
Because I recognize the water tank on the trailer.
Yeah.
So within two or three lots, three different directions of where this was, which whoever shot these had no business being where they were. I have been on three lots within stone's throw of this incident where private members were on their lots shooting, and the first incident, I didn't even go into approach them simply because I didn't want to walk into
Baghdad or Chicago. But when you're on your lot, you're never more than 500 feet from somebody else. You know, if you're in the middle of your lot, somebody's supposed to be in one direction or another. So shooting is something we need to be aware of. The driving, more than anything, the attitude of, hey, I'm out here to do whatever I want. The problem, the people that caused the problem last week didn't realize that there were 11 other member owners currently right around them. You think you may be out here all by yourself, and there might be a little old couple on the next lot that are quiet and keep to themselves. You don't even know they're there. You can only tell when they're there when the logs are not in the driveway. Anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up, and I can't think of what it is right now.
Hello, this is Elsie. Again, I just wanted to interject for a second, Larry. Is there a gun range on the ranch I thought was mentioned at one point in time? I don't know where that would be if there is one.
Is there a gun range at the ranch?
We, at one time, talked about setting one up, and then we decided not to at the time because if we create an official gun range, we assume some liability for it. There's millions of acres of wide-open BLM that creates no liability for us as Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association, where they can go and shoot anything they want to shoot.
Okay, that's fine. Clarify. Thank you.
What's that?
She said thank you.
Oh, okay.
We definitely shouldn't be shooting on other people's lots.
Right.
On association land that we
don't own.
Don't own or don't have permission or something set up and organized. I think some of the things that we will do as activities, we may have a shooting
contest.
Competition contest or something. That's been done many times in the past with different family reunions. It just needs to be set up in a safe, controlled manner and not just who knows what's going on where.
Isn't there a shooting range just right here off the ramp on the main road?
There used to be.
At one time we had one out towards the BLM pond going out beyond, on the way to Podunk. As of right now, I don't know of anything that's official or set up by DSROA.
Okay,
well, that's definitely something we can look into and decide if we want to steer people to a particular spot. There was at one time one set up in the gravel pit over in Slide Canyon by the well that Britt's been working on.
Even on your own lot, unless you know absolutely where that bullet's going to land, you
when I see something like that, then I think, okay, who set this up? Is it somebody that's out here, you know, is it a member? Is it somebody else that just rolled in here and set up camp? And do they know that there are other private lots? And there's a road that sneaks up through the back half of Jeff and Tina's lot that most people think is BLM. So if they're off there four-wheeling and cruising up through there, they're cutting through the middle of their lot. And I've stopped people on that road that said, I'm on BLM. And I said, well, I don't be, you know, I don't want to rain on your parade, but you're on private property.
We're on BLM, though.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah.
And it goes across the gorge, so
into a hillside.
My concern, when I saw that one, was my concern was when you let the zip line go and you're standing shooting at it, you're shooting right toward the bottom half. Lot 18 goes clear across the lot.
Yeah, we know where it's at.
And so that's what I talked to Kathy about. I see, okay, is it you guys? At least you know what's what and where's where. But there's
I had seen yours. There's one up in Crawford Canyon. There's two over in Slide Canyon. Actually, three. Somebody had set up targets right down the middle of somebody else's driveway. Which is that that person's never there. It's not a problem, but... Acres over there, go shoot on your plot. Not on.
Right. And if it's set up where people can see it, like you guys said, you guys know where it is. But if I go driving out there and I go shoot at it, I'm not going to know those rules. I'm like, oh, it looks like they were kind of shooting that way. All right, let me,
Well,
who's got the mic? Right?
Exactly, that's the question. Right there, I mean, somebody just spent $100
last time. I was like, they don't
have. Yeah, let me have the brass.
Jeff wants the brass.
So I just have a quick question because I was just a gal. And we always policed our brass. If we shot, we picked that shell up. We never left.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that, you know.
I quit that profession.
Well, now they're real. Shotgun shells,
yes.
You used to wipe the fingerprints off, too.
But we used to, when we drive around in our pickup truck drinking beer, we used to keep our beer can and not just throw it out the window, or a beer bottle. I know Kathy picked up a few bottles, maybe one or two. And Ron Benson picked up a few, and then I picked up a few, and...
I picked a ton of Bud Light cans up off the Middle Canyon last year. Bud Light, nothing else, just Bud Light.
Anyway, my only other comment is I often get people after the county or I or anybody else grades, sometimes we'll pick up rocks. I love it when people complain, you left the rock in the road. 99% of the time, if I leave a rock in the road, I left it there on purpose to see who will complain about it. When I finish grading, typically I'll walk a mile or 2 miles what I've just graded, and I'll hand pick anything. You're not going to spend time with a machine chasing baseballs. So I'll walk the road and pull out sagebrush, oak branches, rocks, but I'll leave them intentionally to see who whines. And then the next time, I will intentionally leave a bunch in front of their place. I am paid sometimes by the ranch. I'm paid sometimes by my dad. Sorry.
Yes.
Most of the time, I do... Most of the time I'm doing grading at my cost. And so if I've done 3 or 4 or 5, at this point this year I've done $13,000 worth of grading. And I haven't paid a dime with the exception of Brent Fulmer and the Collins have paid me for removing snow. The ranch roads, as you said, are in pretty good shape because I graded the snow off of Meadow Canyon, Broad Hollow, and Slide Canyon. So the snow didn't get in the roads to make them soft. If I hadn't graded them, you'd still be driving through mud holes in Slide Canyon. So when somebody whines, I just chalk that up in my little bank account of, okay, where does the next big pile of rocks get left?
Hey, you can leave them at my place.
How big a rock are we talking about? It's just a plant, a nice one.
Anyway, the road conditions, I'm amazed at how well Dallas was able to do on this road because it was a rocky cobble mess up there on top. But it's so dry that it just becomes washboards. But slow down. I mean, I'm the worst one to drive fast. But I intentionally, after this incident, I was up and I've been up and down Slide Canyon probably 20 times this week. 2 days ago, I was up and down it 4 times in my work. And every time, I tried my best to stay at exactly 25 miles an hour. And you can't. You can't drive that fast. Yeah, there's a spot or two that you'll go 30. But most of the time, you're at 20 or 15, or you're off in the ditch.
So when people say, oh, we just want to come out here to go fast, go somewhere else. It's not worth the corner. I mean, we had long-time members and short-time members have a collision last year, not driving too fast. As you can't see, I'm working on opening up intersections. I'm working up straightening out some of the kinks and taking out trees for visibility, for fire, for the rabbit brush off the sides. But nobody, even if it's clear line of sight, nobody wants to get dusted out. So I know I'm not talking to the right people, but
you tell everybody you.
Yeah, and like Mike already mentioned, if you see something, another thing we need to do better as a board, each one of us as board members have an area of representation on the ranch. And so if there's a problem, you should contact your area's representative and the sheriff. So, anyway,
last year, if we would have been really aware, coming down Old Bird Road, there were kids on the quad, two girls, and they were coming down Old Bird Road towards the quad, and they were down the road. And if you got up, you got the top, then it was pretty close. And they didn't see it here. So with that, big step for them. Because people, it's exciting, it's fun, it's great to have grown, but they've got to be aware that there's other people out there.
I thought about that exact same thing, that very intersection, and sort of slide. I mean, we don't have a stop sign and a yield sign at every intersection to say, this guy's got the right of way, this guy's got the right of way. It's wide open right now. But every time you come to an intersection, you can't assume you're going zipping through it, or Hidden Canyon and Slide Canyon are going to collide. Meadow Canyon and Barn Road are going to collide. And as people are, you know, not even necessarily speeding. If you're driving 25 miles an hour one direction and you don't stop, and somebody else is going 25 miles an hour and they don't stop.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Everybody loses.
Yeah, I got ran off into a ditch.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so we recognized Brent and all his contributions earlier. Let's recognize Larry, because I think he does an amazing job. Okay, so next board meeting date, Mariah, what are we looking at?
Next year, let's do our meeting. Just saying.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Is there any way we could do like a suggestion box of members themselves to, if they have any suggestions that click in the box that you could take a chance to read that? I mean, I think
you could email me.
Anonymous? Or if you want to be anonymous, but a suggestion if they wanted to do it anonymous. Or if they're, you know, they just
want to
put their feedback in.
Sure.
You recognize your handwriting. Send it to me on email.
Let Brent edit it.
Please quit making crappy me.
Has the ranch, I mean, I'm fairly new. Has the ranch ever done that in the last 40 years?
The problem is that there's a lot of people that aren't just cabin.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think
maybe in the store or something.
Yeah.
Store, you can personally take a look at and review it. And
yeah, but he hasn't kissed some money out of there very often.
Well, again, the perfect place for that is going to be on our new website. We can talk to Vance and find out if there's a way to include that in the current website. You know, I would think that would be pretty easy to do. I'd rather have a centralized electronic place rather than a piece of paper put into a box somewhere. So, but I'll follow up with Vance to get that done. That's a good suggestion.
Oh, is it?
For anonymous?
It's not anonymous. You have to put in your email address and then response back. So it's a place for members to go and email comments.
Right. Or put an address at meeting.
Okay.
Another question, if we have time.
Sure, let's go.
My first question is about the fires. Are there actually no fires? Because I have like little metal fires. Pit thing that I bought, can I have a fire in that or not?
I'd say nothing with any sort of spark. Absolutely
no fire.
No spark. You can use a propane grill.
Right.
But,
I just wanted to clarify.
But yeah, sure. But nothing. That, in fact, there should be spark arresters on vehicles. There should be spark arresters on chainsaws. There should be all of that. We've got to be so, so careful.
I've got a steel fire kit in my on my property with doors that close. Brent had it certified by the county. I had a fire going in it about 4 years ago, a small one. County truck drove up. He says, put that fire out, or it's a $500 fine. I said, it's an approved fireplace. I'm right here. Here's your fire. He says, put it out, or I'll fine you. So I put the fire out. So, no, you can't have a fire,
okay.
And they say no fires.
Color
and mine's an approved pit.
Okay. Color Line Fire keeps a really close eye on that, so... if they see smoke, they will be down to see you. But so, because that's how bad it is. So yeah.
My second question is, now I don't know if this is happening, but are we allowed? You know, we have a cabin. Can we rent that out on our property? And the only reason I ask is because I was looking at a site that I have that shows the area and you know the names and everything. And there was a couple. There was the one here on the ranch. That shows a bed. Now, my understanding, if it shows a bed, that means a place that you can, you know, a motel or something like that, you can rent for the night.
So, like a Vrbo or a, what do they call it, Airbnb or something?
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. There is, like, it pops up as, like, a bed and breakfast or something, and it shows it, like, right here at the right.
I've seen that before online.
Closer, it kind of just disappears. Like, well,
yeah.
What?
I talked to Barry about that, and he told me that we would need to know zoning of commercial. And so we can't do that. They can do it to their families and friends, but to send it out there as an Airbnb, we cannot do that. I'm not aware of that.
What you're saying, is that to a specific person, or is it could it be just the rent cabin?
No, sounds like it's something we need to follow up on. That is, yeah, dirty. No, we're still working on that.
Do you have a meeting time, Mariah?
Yeah, June 12th. Sorry.
June 12th.
June 12th is the next schedule. I don't believe that is Father's Day weekend.
Same time.
Oh. 1 o'clock. Same time, Mike?
Yes, I think. Well, unless somebody would rather do a different time. 1 o'clock, does that work for everybody?
Yes,
I think we have to start at 6 in the morning.
We
get done by 10 before the rest
comes
up.
My
second.
Go ahead, Brett.
Get up.
We'll
be here. At 1. Okay, I think we're done unless anybody has any final comments or questions. All right, thank you, everybody.